Chapter 24. Larks roll from the flatlands, twittering in the newborn summer morn at the misty blue sky, which promised a long sunny day. It would have been an idyllic scene, except for two things. A horde of brown rats in the southern woodland fringe, and a crew of vermin sea raiders to the north of the abbey. Vizca Longtooth had left the bulk of his creatures under cover, bringing 20 along with him. They headed down the ditch to Redwall, ready to begin tunnelling operations. The crew he had chosen were not too happy with the scheme, but they kept silent, knowing the Golden Fox was only waiting on one protester to make an example of. Once the abbey was in sight, they crouched low, approaching it with extreme caution. Vizca halted them when he was level with the main gates and started issuing orders.
"I think we start tunnelling right here, see?"
He scratched an X into the ditch wall.
"What do you say, Undrill? A good place, eh?"
Undrill was a large, dull-witted weasel whom Vizca had chosen to be in charge of the digging. He looked at the mark his captain had made, nodding.
"If and you says so, Captain."
The Golden Fox gave his crew the benefit of a quick, dangerous smile.
"Oh, I say so. You can take me word on it. Now get digging, all of you."
Without any proper tools, they went to work, gouging at the soil with spear, sword and dagger points. Vizca toyed with his mason chain, watching their clumsy attempts while trying to keep his temper in check. He realised it was going to be a long, slow task requiring a bit of patience, something Vizca was not used to. Already he was feeling irate.
"There's too many digging at once. You're getting nowheres. Undrill, split him into two groups. 30, you and Gainer go further down this ditch. Try the soil and see if it would be easier to dig a tunnel there."
30 and Gainer were both small and puny rats. Glad to be relieved of labouring, they scuttled off south, down the ditch bed. Vizca continued supervising the work.
"Jungo, what do you think you're doing?"
Jungo, the least intelligent of all the Blood Gullet's crew, pointed to the shallow depression they had made.
"My spear keeps bouncing back when I tries to dig with it, Captain,"
Vizca explained, as though he were talking to a babe.
"That's 'cause there's a root in the way. Bilge, you hold the root while Jungo cuts it with his spear blade."
The Golden Fox watched the proceedings with a sense of hopelessness weighing upon him.
"Youch! Captain said cut the root, Lovin, not me paw. I'll see you done it again."
"Sorry, mate, your paw's all full of soil. I thought it was the root."